Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, thanks for joining me. Hey, I want to talk Mother's Day with you today. We can do that. If you have any great Mother's Day gifts, gift ideas, give us a holler. Let me know. I'd love to hear what they are. Just a quick programming note before we begin. Actually, I want to pray the Memorare, too. We're about $5,000 away from crossing over to that next threshold. And if you could come in, if a few people could just help right now, that would really move the needle. So if you can help, it's 877-291-0123. You can do it online at relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. All donations are going to be matched dollar for dollar, but thank you. And Josh Raymond will be back with me in a few minutes. We'll give you an update, but let's pray. I want to pray for all mothers. I want to pray for my wife, who's a beautiful mother. I want to pray for those mothers that have gone before us. I want to pray for the intentions of our spiritual mother, our blessed mother, who I have seen her statue weep tears and tears of blood. You know, I've spoken to mystics and to seers who often talk about the great pains that Our Lady goes through today for the horrible sins of abortion and the rejection of her son. So let's pray that we can wipe away the tears of our mother, and let's pray for our mothers right now, and we'll pray for you, and we'll pray that God, in a special way, blesses this apostolate that is dedicated and entrusted to the Mother of God. And let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petition, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're down about $4,000 now to that goal, which is pretty darn exciting. So keep those phones ringing if you could, 877-291-0123. So Sunday's Mother's Day. I'm trying to think, what am I going to do for my wife, right? My kid's going to come in. What are you doing for Mother's Day, right? It's a time of year. You get your wife or your mother of your children or your mom flowers. What do you do? I think a Mass card's a great idea. I have Mass offered for her, but what are you getting as a Mother's Day gift? I got a Mother's Day has a pretty interesting story. Are we talking? So I'd love to hear your intentions, your Mother's Day in petitions coming up. Love to get those on the air with you, but not yet. Come up with a great list of them, and we will get in to what is the best Mother's Day gift that you have. And we'll do that at the bottom of the hour and try to wrap up today's show with that. So you can call 877-291-0123 to make your pledge, but you can also join us in studio. Coming up is Dr. Grazie Posse Christi, who's going to be joining us right now. And I want to get to her because there's another story that I think is really important, speaking of mothers and how Our Lady mourns the loss of life today. This is something that Relevant Radio does to make a huge difference in the world, and that is to speak truth when it comes to life. Abortion's one thing, but ever since the invention of birth control back in the 60s, the demands for the sexual revolution really have grown. And after the pill was promised to women, what did we say, right? That women would be able to control the number of children that they have. And then it soon became a symbol of, I guess, sexual liberation, right? They can be like men. They'd be able to have sexual encounters without taking responsibility for it. And Gloria Steinem, I know you know that name, once infamously said, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Well, the Supreme Court pushed along this whole concept with the Griswold decision in 1965. It said married couples could use contraceptives without the government interference. 73, you got Roe v. Wade, right? You can go through all this. And in the intervening years, what do we see? Birth control is made easier and easier. And there's a big story that happened this week. The California university system has allowed for so-called morning after pills to be made available in vending machines. But the real push has been for hormonal contraceptives to be available, listen to this, over the counter. So what does that mean? It means your daughter, right? Anybody could come in, walk into a drugstore, pick up these hormonal drugs without any doctor's note, without any examination by a doctor. I could see a lot of abuse happening here. FDA looks like it's ready to allow it to happen. My question is why? Yesterday, a panel ruled unanimously that birth control pills should be made available without a doctor's prescription. And a final ruling on this is going to come in the summer, but I've invited Dr. Pozzo Christi to join me. She's a policy advisor for the Catholic Association. She practices radiology in the Miami area. She's been with us in the past. You can find her at thecatholicassociation.org. And Dr. Christi, it's good to have you back. Good afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon to you.
I'm delighted to have you with us. I mean, this story of contraception, I mean, I can go all the way back to 1938, but, you know, you take a look at the evolution of this and where it has led to abortion, where it's led in terms to now being able to be, you know, administered over the counter without a doctor's note. As a physician yourself, I mean, how do you reconcile this? What's the argument from the FDA? Why do they think that the pill can be given out without a prescription? How do they think that's a good idea?
Well, the panel recommended this unanimously, but it's not a medical decision. It's a political decision and an ideological decision. It's one of a piece with what we've seen, sadly, with other ways that they're trying to deregulate all sorts of procedures, like chemical abortion, for instance, and trying to make it completely everything over the counter without any physician oversight, without even a nurse oversight. And all of these things, including chemical abortion, but definitely birth control pills, hormonal contraceptives, these are chemicals that come with significant side effects, and they have, all of them, contraindications, which are very, very serious, and should not be self-administered. When abortion was first legalized, and the argument was that women were, that it, there was like the Wild West out there of abortion, and people, women were subjecting themselves to these things without proper safety measures for them. The children always end up dead, but for them, and that's why abortion should be legalized. But of course, you legalize abortion, and what you end up with decades later is the same Wild West mentality, where they want to just make everything do it yourself.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, it's a slippery slope, and we're seeing the fruit of that. For those who don't know, and you know, there's a lot of Catholics, unfortunately, who contracept at the same rate that, you know, non-Catholics contracept. I think it's something that needs to be preached and talked about, and have people have a better understanding of in terms of the principle and the theology behind it. But that aside, I just want to talk about the physical risks, you know, of getting these pills without a doctor actually examining a woman before taking the drugs. What are those risks? Should parents be concerned? What do you think we're going to see in the days ahead?
Oh, well, no, definitely parents should be concerned. And what concerned me very much when I read this announcement about the FDA panel recommending over-the-counter contraceptives was that they have a very strong focus on adolescents. They say one of the reasons we want to make this over-the-counter is so that adolescents can get these pills without any parental oversight. They're not trying to hide their intent. This is another piece of that puzzle where you wonder, you know, when did we forget that the children belong to the parents, that it's the parents' responsibility to educate and inform their children and keep them safe from dangers. In most states, children can get contraceptives without parental oversight already from places like Planned Parenthood, which the United States funds through Title X. They fund, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in birth control that children, young girls and boys can get completely without parental oversight. Yeah. Yeah. So some of the things we should be worried about, if you want to hear a laundry list, the pills are, they cause thromboembolism, which is when you get clots in your blood vessels. This can lead to death if the clot gets loose and goes to your lungs, and that's called a pulmonary embolus.
Wow.
Pills are also increase the risk of stroke, which is another kind of vascular disease, myocardial infarction or heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous for diabetics. is very dangerous if you have hypertension or high blood pressure, which is very common even in very young women because of obesity. If you smoke, it's very dangerous if you're over 35. If you have migraine or risk of cancer of the breast or the endometrium, if you have cirrhosis, any kind of liver disease, you're at risk. It causes, and this is this is well known, the pill causes mood swings, depression, weight gain, osteoporosis. Women who are on the pill are more likely to break their bones than women who aren't. It increases the risk of breast and cervical cancer, and it causes nutrient deficiencies. And the pill also decreases fertility. When women go off the pill and they want to have babies, it's very difficult for them to get pregnant for some time afterwards. And, you know, infertility is a big problem.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I can't tell you how many people I know are trying to become pregnant. And the question is, well, were you on the pill prior? That might be a contributing factor. Doctor, hold the thought. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll pick this up. If you want to join us, feel free to get in on the conversation. Maybe you're a physician. Maybe you are a concerned parent. Maybe you just want to share your view or ask your question. The number for the studio, 888-914-9149, talking about the FDA panel saying that birth control should be given over the counter. The big news was not just California making these things available in vending machines, but now the FDA looks like they're ready to allow your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your granddaughter, whoever, to walk in and pick up these very powerful hormonal drugs that are damaging, to be done so without any kind of doctor's examination and even your parental consent. More conversation straight ahead. Right after this, here's a quick note from our Chief Executive Officer, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, head of Relevant Radio. Evangelizing on the radio is the most effective and least expensive way to spread the word of God. Only pennies per hour per person. You can help us keep our costs down by becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society. You give a set gift of $25 or more every month to Relevant Radio, and when we know we can count on your gift, we can reduce the amount of mail we send out. It helps us to budget better on our end, and of course, the same goes for you on your end. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today. You can join for as little as $25 a month, and this hour, we have matching funds. It only takes a minute to give when you give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. But you can also give by calling us at 877-291-0123. Your gift this hour will be doubled and it's tax deductible.
More of Drew's conversation coming up next here in just a moment, but we're taking a short timeout asking for you to support Relevant Radio. Help support what you hear every single day here on Relevant Radio, on the Drew Mariani Show, where you get a chance to look at what's happening in the news from a Catholic perspective. You know, some of the different things that are happening. Number one, you might not realize that there is a moral or there's an ethical implication. Or if you do realize, wait, there's something wrong here, but I don't know how, when I get questioned about this by my family or by coworkers, how do I respond? What are the things that I need to say? How can I put this in perspective from my faith? And that's one of the reasons that Relevant Radio is so valuable. It gives you access to so many different experts in so many different areas of the faith. And that's what you're supporting with your pledge when you make that call right now, 877-291-0123. Listen, this is the last hour of the Drew Mariani Show here today before we go into the final day of our pledge drive. So if you can make a donation in any amount, it really helps us at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or calling 877-291-0123. And any amount that you donate here during this hour is matched dollar for dollar. We didn't have that yesterday. That match is back today during this hour. So your donation goes twice as far. Drew, I had pulled up and looked as I was listening to your guest talk about all the different issues that happen with oral contraception.
Yeah.
I pulled up the American Cancer Society and in their group one carcinogens, things like X-ray and gamma radiation, tobacco smoking, radium, plutonium.
Wow.
That's the same group that oral contraceptives are listed in. But, you know, unlike on packs of cigarettes where you have the Surgeon General warning, I highly doubt that you're going to have a Surgeon General warning on oral contraceptives.
See, this is what evil does in the culture. It bedims the mind. It hardens the heart, right? It really makes us stupid is what it does. Does this make any sense on any level to make this available over the counter? The damage that's going to come, the moral consequences from this are off the charts. You know, but you're not going to hear that message in a whole lot of places. There's some groups out there that are really trying to raise the voice in this. But when you support Relevant Radio, when we bring guests like Dr. Christie on the air, we reach thousands and thousands of ears. You know, we're heard over 206 radio stations across the country. Let's do our part to defend life. You can do it right now in an indirect way just by supporting Relevant Radio. You give voice to the fight for life. And this is Satan's great weapon. 877-291-0123. Call now. Make that pledge.
All right. We only have $3,000 to go to reach $1.9 million. Can you help us get there in the next couple of minutes? 877-291-0123.
The truth.
Thanks, Drew. Always a quest for the truth. Now.
And it just reinforced why I love Relevant Radio, because you guys got the truth.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm joined today by Dr. Gracie Posso-Christie, real champion for life. I'm so grateful to have her on the air with me today. And a new story came across our radar earlier today about the FDA looking like they're ready to allow very powerful hormonal drugs to be available to any woman who wants to walk into a drugstore and pick it up, right? So imagine the high school daughter that's pregnant and doesn't want her parents to know, right? Or, you know, somebody who's maybe been abused, right? Somebody who's having sex. Maybe the boyfriend's going to get this stuff and put it in somebody's drink and his girlfriend's. I mean, you can think of all the, I don't want to get too dark here, but you could see how dark and perilous this can be. I mean, I think you need a doctor involved in this just for the litany of health concerns you just heard Dr. Christie point out, right? And you also need to make sure, I think, parents are aware. I mean, you can't have, I don't think anybody over under 18 should be able to get these. Doctor joins me today. And doctor, I want to pick up on another issue here too, the moral hazards of contraceptives. We can talk about the physiological effects of them, but let's talk about the moral hazards of offering them to young people. What's that tell them about sexuality?
Well, I'm very concerned about that. And I was, when the Roe v. Wade, when the Dobbs decision came down, which did away with Roe v. Wade, there was a lot to be excited about, and that was a wonderful success. Yeah, but I thought immediately, the next thing that we're going to see is we're going to see the other side wanting to sterilize young people. They're going to want, if abortion is not 100% freely available, then true. the next idea is, well, then young people shouldn't get pregnant. Period. Right? Because it's an antinatalist mentality. It's not a family planning mentality. It's an anti-family mentality, that where all this comes from, where abortion comes from, and wholesale contraception. So when you have these, when the Dobbs decision came down, I knew we were going to start seeing a real push to put all young girls on reversible sterilization, and eventually, I suppose, irreversible sterilization, which we see in the trans movement. But it's a terrible moral hazard, because what you're teaching children when they're very young and very impressionable and just starting puberty is you're telling them to be, you know, sexually liberated, and that all they need to do is take this pill or put this thing under their skin, yep, and that nothing bad will happen to them. But lots of bad stuff is going to happen to them. The STDs are rampant. They're going to have their hearts broken. They're not going to know how to form families and stable marriages, and they're going to be living just one sadness after another. Yeah. And it's a terrible thing that we're offering young people.
Yeah, it really is. And doctor, I'm really grateful for all that you do to raise the veil on this. If people want more information, what would you recommend? Is there resources out there that they can tap into to be better informed, protect their children, know what's happening?
Well, I think just staying on top of things and always being very, very suspicious when somebody says to you, this is a panacea. This is going to help young people. Yeah. You have to know that probably it's the exact opposite.
Yeah. Well, doctor, thank you for your time. I am very grateful for you. I know how busy you are. We have a slightly amended schedule today because we are raising money this week to help us stay on the air for the months ahead. And we'd love to have you back. We'll continue to follow the story and see where it develops. But in this culture of death right now, I would not be surprised if the FDA gives this the green light. But we can do our part right now and pray. Pray that sanity reigns. So you keep up your good work too, okay?
Thank you. We certainly will pray. Thank you.
God bless you. That's Dr. Christie. And, you know, that's all we can really do, right? You know, there's two things we can do. One, I think prayer changes things. And you need to pray that those who hold office, who hold power, who have the ability to govern, make good decisions. You have to pray protection over your kids every day. I mean, we have to pray. I say that, and that's, you know, I mean that sincerely. I really believe in the power of it. But then secondly, you know, we need to be informed. You know, if you don't know what's going on, I mean, this is not broadcast on your evening news. You know, you're not going to get this in your schools. You're going to hear it here on Relevant Radio. We're going to bring to you these issues that threaten your family, that threaten your children, that are immoral. And we're going to shine the light of our faith and the truth on that. And anyone who supported Relevant Radio, you do that. I know people get turned off by life issues and by transgender talk and by a lot of these things after a while. I get it. I totally do. I get it. But we have to be aware of what's going on. We have to do our part to make a change. So if you've ever made the mistake of, you know, aborting a child or having a using contraception, why not make a gift right now to Relevant Radio and say, Lord, I'm going to give this as a small gift and a form of reparation for any way I've offended you in the past with my sexuality. And please use this gift to protect other women, other men from making the same mistake. You can call right now at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. I only have about 37 minutes left to hang out with you today. And we're about $2,000 away from our next goal. So if somebody could come up with $1,000 or $2,000 right now, you would move us close to what's going to be a pivotal goal. Josh is in the studio with me here. And Josh, we could really use that $2,000. We're about $102,000 away from $2 million.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
We can get that. I'd love to see $100,000 come in the next 30 minutes.
It's possible. You know, somebody's out there who could maybe make that larger gift to Relevant Radio. Of course, the way I love to see it come together, Drew, is I like when we get all the small gifts, because that's the entire Relevant Radio family that's really coming together. So, yeah, could one person write that check for $50,000 or $60,000 or even $100,000? Absolutely. If you're there and you want to do that, by all means, please do. But, you know, whatever you are able to give, I love the fact that we are almost at $2 million. We've got just shy of 9,000 people who have donated so far here in this pledge drive. And I love to point out that the average gift that's given here is around $200. It's sitting at $217 on average per gift. You know, the thing is, though, it's a lot of people giving what they're able to give. It's 9,000 people donating right now over the last 4 days. I mean, that's a huge amount of people coming together saying, we want to support Relevant Radio. We want to make sure this stays on the air for ourselves, of course, but also for the people who are going to encounter Relevant Radio, who are going to hear the message that they need to hear. You know, you were talking, Drew, about if you're somebody who's listening who has had an abortion, who has used contraception, maybe, you know, you had your tubes tied or whether it's the tubal ligation or the vasectomy, God is a God of mercy and forgiveness. And while we want to be able to talk about what is the right way to go, we really want to make sure that more than anything else, we are saying there's always that chance to come back to God. There's always that chance for you to say, I know I did wrong. And to have that sacramental cleansing that we experience in the confessional, to be able to say, okay, God is, I'm in that right relationship with God now. And now I want to do exactly what he told so many other people in Scripture, go and sin no more.
Yep.
Okay,
amen.
God's given me a fresh start. I can go and I can sin no more, and I can rejoice in that mercy and that forgiveness and that freedom that comes from that. And if you've walked out of the confessional where you've had that weight when you walk in, and all of a sudden it's gone, it's off your shoulders, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. We need your help right now to keep Relevant Radio on the air for the next days, the next weeks, the next months, the next years to come. Yeah. You can be a part of this. You can be an evangelist. You can participate in what is happening here in in reaching souls to promote that message of mercy, that message of forgiveness, that freedom that people can experience when they really embrace that mercy God wants to offer to them. 877-291-0123 is the phone number to call. Drew, we have only 32 minutes left in this hour. I can't believe half the hour is gone that quickly, and we need to hear from people.
Yeah, 33 minutes to go, 32 minutes to go. That is all of the time we have. Hey, I want to send a shout-out to all of you who are stepping up for the first time. Anna in Franklin Park and Antoinette in Susser, New York as well. A lot of people coming in saying, you know, I really do appreciate Relevant Radio and what you talk about because we're different, aren't we? You turn on the radio, there's normally a lot of political division. There's a lot of there's a lot of darkness out there. And Relevant Radio is a place where you're going to find hope. You're going to hear the word Jesus preached. You're going to hear it prayed, right? You're going to have an opportunity to really join with others and know you're not alone. You're going to hear people, you know, and you're going to say, you know, I'm proud to be Catholic. We need you, though. I think we have to stand together. We live in a special time. I think Satan is very aggressive today. He's very active in the culture today. And we need more than ever to support the work of Jesus Christ. We need to support those apostolates and those organizations that are out there bringing goodness and truth and beauty to the culture, and Relevant Radio is one of those. You can do it very simply. How can I do that, Drew? By just calling and making a gift. Any donation right now will be doubled, but you got to call right now at 877-291-0123. You can go online to relevantradio.com or the mobile app. If you do that, we'll send you a special MP3 by Monsignor James Shea on the four dogmas. You'll love it, but make your pledge right now. We need you. We still need that $2,000. Please help.
All right, and again, make that pledge, relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app. 877-291-0123 is the phone number to make that call. 877-291-0123. Drew, I'm also looking at the screen here. You know, we can see kind of that window that has the names of people who have donated here. Four of the last six people who have donated just in the last minute or so here, they're all first-time givers, all first-time supporters to Relevant Radio. That's so awesome. Thank you so much.
Donors.
Lilia, Noelia, Anna, Antoinette, thank you for making those pledges and trusting Relevant Radio with your contribution. You can be the next one. RelevantRadio.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, thanks for joining me. We're $1,000 away from crossing to that next threshold. If you could join me at 888-914-914, let me give you the right number, 877-291-0123. It's been a long day for me today. You could also pledge online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. We'll talk more about it. I do want to talk Mother's Day for a moment. I said I wanted to hear about your Mother's Day ideas or gifts. Feel free to join me with that. Gosh, Hallmark, right? And other companies, they started selling cards, gifts. This is a big day for a lot of retail and industry, right? And my producer, Patrick, said he just bought his Mother's Day card. Of course, retailers have been making hay on Mother's Day for years. Let me tell you what happened. I saw something that I don't really understand. Dr. Teresa Farnan might be able to explain this one to me. Something really interesting is happening. There have been reports of people getting texts. Maybe you got one of them. From retailers. And the retailers are saying this. They're saying, hey, if you don't want to receive any texts from us about Mother's Day, just tell us and we won't send you any. And I'm like, that's strange. I get more solicitations from businesses I want nothing to do with trying to sell me products, right? Why would a business say, hey, if you don't want to get any texts from us about Mother's Day, that's no problem, right? Other people have observed that there don't appear, and maybe you agree, maybe you don't. There don't appear to be as many retailers having sales like they have in the past for Mother's Day. Are you seeing that, or what are you picking up? It's almost as though corporate America is afraid of honoring women who helped to bring us to life. I don't get it. Just an observation. And that might be the case. There's a new book called Manhood, The Masculine Virtues of America. It's by Senator Josh Hawley. I just got it. I haven't read it yet, but I hope I get the title right. It's Manhood, The Masculine Virtues America Needs. I think that's it. I've invited Senator Hawley on. We might get him on next week or in the not too distant future. He's a senator from Missouri, and he tells a story about how an expert witness testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Women's Rights, instead of saying mother, the lady kept saying people with the capacity for pregnancy. That's the term for mother, right? it seems as though there is a sector, a portion of our country, of our society, who doesn't want, you know, doesn't want to use the word mother. So you got retailers not, you know, saying, hey, we won't send you anything if you don't care about mothers, right? And we see Josh Hawley coming out talking about people testifying, saying people with the capacity for pregnancy instead of using the word mother. Have you ever heard that? What do you call? Yeah, this is my father, this is my dad, and this is the woman who birthed me, or this is the woman who has a capacity for pregnancy. You ever heard anything like that? No, you call them your mother. So what's going on? Why do we want to see the maternal role erased? Dr. Teresa Farnan is one of my favorite guests. I always love talking to her. She's an author, a moral philosopher, specializes in virtue ethics and moral education. She wrote a book called Get Out Now, Why You Should Pull Your Children from Public Schools Before It's Too Late. We've talked to her many times about a myriad of different issues. Also, oh, by the way, the co-founder of the Person and Identity Project. You should check that out. That's personandidentity.com. Dr. Farnan, good to have you back. Good afternoon.
Hey, I'm so delighted to be here, Drew, with you and your audience.
Yeah, you and I have talked about a lot of different things, from education. This is wacky. Like I was saying to you know, to those who are listening, I've noticed, you know, there's less emphasis on Mother's Day. Maybe it's a personal perspective, but retailers are saying, hey, we won't bother if you don't want this. Less advertisement, and even people. Supreme Court justices are another one. I mean, you've got the Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown, Jackson Brown, who you couldn't identify what a woman is. It's weird. What's going on? Is this just me, or how are you reading it?
No, I agree. Actually, it's funny that you said that, because I realized that Mother's Day was this week, basically when people in my family brought it up. And typically you would see the stores filled with Mother's Day, you know, Mother's Day cards, ads for Mother's Day, all kinds of commercialization. So you're right. You're right. On the other hand, I'm sure on June 1st, when we walk into the stores, it's going to be unmistakable that it's Pride Month. And in Canada and our neighbors to the north, they're not just doing Pride Month, they're doing Pride season. So I think this is actually a really important cultural shift that people are noticing, where we're living in a culture that devalues the family. And
no, I don't mean to interrupt you. Please finish. Go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, you know, this is sort of a continuation of a trend that we've seen in corporate America, where, you know, several years ago, the tech companies announced that they would offer to pay to freeze women's eggs so they could put in longer hours in the office. And then last summer, in the wake of the Dobbs decision, we saw corporate America again offering to pay for travel costs for abortion rather than having generous maternity leave packages. So it's part of, I think, a bigger phenomenon where we're in a culture right now that does not value the family. And it's reflected in the fact that, you know, the number of young people who see themselves as parents or who want to have a family is below 30% in one of the most recent Wall Street Journal polls. That bodes so poorly for our culture.
You know, it's also just bad business, though. I think about these companies that sell diapers or other products that support Planned Parenthood. I'm like, what's the matter with you people? Where is the logic on that, right? And why would, you know, corporations say, hey, we're not going to celebrate Mother's Day, when that's a big revenue source for a lot of them? I sit back and it's like I'm in bizarro world, right? Like I'm in opposite day. Like these things just don't make sense to me. And then I look at how rapidly this has come about, right? I mean, how do we get to the point where you have somebody who's being asked what a woman is, and she's a woman, who just won't define it, refuses to? Or we change words, like we have birthing persons, as though a man can birth a child. How did this get so much traction and accelerate to the point where it is today? I don't know what's driving the inertia behind this.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, I would say it didn't actually accelerate. I think it's just come to the attention of a lot of people. This is the reason why we wrote our book back in 20. We were working on it in 2016 before all of the evidence about gender ideology in the schools had burst onto the scene with the rape case in Loudoun County. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. From the moment they started reading Heather Has Two Mommies and offering school clinics, offering contraceptives to young people, there has been a sustained attack on the family. And this is the message of Our Lady of Fatima, that the final battle is going to be over the family. And now we're seeing corporate America on the one hand taking the lead with anti-family policies, and on the other hand, something like this with allowing, you know, encouraging people to opt out, they're reflecting the disinterest of consumers in motherhood. So right now we're in this vicious cycle where millennials and Gen Z don't see themselves as parents. They have no interest in having a family.
So weird.
It's not good. It's not good. You know, and the other thing too, their justification is that with COVID, there was a lot of pain and people lost their parents, but everyone is like for centuries, people have lost their parents. The woman who campaigned to have Mother's Day as a national holiday did so because she had lost her mother and she herself was childless.
Exactly.
So, you know, is this part of a larger just fragility on the part of our culture where we're so afraid of people having any kind of reminder of pain? Or is it just a greater sense of a loss of fate where there's nothing after this life?
I think that's it. As I sit back here and I try to evaluate where we are, there is a darkening of the mind, a hardening of the heart. And I recall the words of, God to the serpent in the garden. He says, I will place enmity between you and the woman. And we see that playing out today in unbelievable fashion, right? We see the redefinition of women. We see the attack on womanhood. And I don't want to sound overly dramatic. I don't know how you see it, but is this part of the guile of the devil?
Oh, no, 100%. I do believe that. I really do, because you know what? Anything that attacks the family is attacking the image of the Trinity in the world. And women especially are very vulnerable because women carry children. We nurture, we care for children. We're, we tend to be more vulnerable to abuse. And so what we're seeing right now is a huge current of misogyny through our culture. I mean, the Pulitzer Prize Committee just awarded a Pulitzer Prize to a writer for the New York Times who has some of the most vile and misogynistic writings about women, who is, essentially has written pieces on, he's trans identifying, and he's written pieces on why he feels like a woman because he wants to enjoy being raped. I'm paraphrasing.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I mean, the most vile, misogynistic things that I'm stunned when I see it. And yet, here, one of the most prestigious companies has just given the award to someone who is so anti-woman. So I think this is a huger trend. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Father's Day if these corporations have the same policy.
So how does this end? I mean, I often say that the pendulum can only swing in one direction so far, then it's got to come back. I mean, you saw the defund the police movement. Everybody was championing that, and all of a sudden they realized, oh my gosh, look at the level of crime in our cities. Look what's happening. We need to get some resources back there. I think the same thing is going to happen here, because this just is illogical and it doesn't make sense on any level. And the fruit of this is just going to be bad fruit. So how do you see it playing out? How do we fight back against this?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, these kinds of movements and gender ideology in particular, because this is sort of a logical effect of gender ideology and its attempt to redefine the family by substituting parent one and parent two and making mothers and fathers irrelevant. But, unfortunately, it's a top-down, aggressive, well-funded movement.
Yes, it is.
And so the only response we can have, and really the best response, the response we're supposed to have as Christians is going local, right?
Yeah.
We need to be highlighting the importance of motherhood in our own communities and supporting these young families. These young families have so little support. You know, you see all these controversies about people on airlines refusing to give up their seats so families can sit together. That would have been unthinkable 10 years ago.
Well, Doctor,
I'm stunned.
Yeah, I am so grateful for your voice, your clear thinking on this. And I just want to drive everybody, because I got to leave it right here, to your website. And I'd love to have you back where we have more time to unpack all this. We're in a slightly amended schedule today, but you are the co-founder with of the website Person and Identity Project. I think that is a great resource for a lot of people. You want to tell everyone about it very quickly and how they can get there?
Yeah, sure. It's personandidentity.com. It's a website that we set up with a grant from our Sunday Visitor in order to provide families, schools, parishes, and individual Catholics with resources to educate themselves on what's going on with gender ideology and the transgender phenomenon in schools. It's harming families. It's harming vulnerable people. And the church needs to respond. But before you can respond, you have to know what you're up against. And so our whole thing is to try to educate, educate, educate.
Well, keep up your great work. We'll talk soon, okay? I'm always grateful for you making time for me. That's Dr.
God bless you.
That's Dr. Teresa Farnan, co-founder of the Person and Identity Project. You can find them at personandidentity.com. Her book is Get Out Now, Why You Should Pull Your Kids from Public Schools Before It's Too Late. It's actually a good read, and she makes some great, great arguments. But I have to take a very short pause. We're in the final 15 minutes now of the Thursday pledge drive for me, and we just crossed over that mark. We're about $99,000 away to $2 million. It means we're still $1 million away from the goal, actually $1,099,000. But we could use your help right now. Call 877-291-0123. If you appreciate what you just heard there, if you realize, man, there's insanity in the culture, thank God there is a voice on the air that is sane, that is speaking the truth, that is shedding light on the confusion that's out there, that's giving us guardrails and trying to protect us from so many of these errors, whether it's contraception, you know, over the counter, or whether it's the indoctrination of your kids, you know, or the erasure of women in our culture. Call right now and keep Relevant Radio strong. Keep us bringing you guests like Dr. Teresa Farnan, and help us in this great mission of bringing Jesus Christ and the truth to the culture. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. In the studio with me is my colleague, Josh. Josh, we just crossed that critical threshold. We're now $99,000 away from $2 million.
I know. We've also seen 70 people step forward here this hour. We really need to at least triple that here in the next 13 minutes. And the number to make that pledge, 877-291-0123. Let's make it a huge last 13 minutes. Let's show Drew some love here.
We can do it.
13 minutes left. And then tomorrow, first of all, Drew's off the air. This is your last chance to show him here before the final day of the pledge drive. So you can make that pledge at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And anybody who donates in the next 13 minutes, actually about 12 and a half minutes now, anybody who donates is matched dollar for dollar. There's that next one. Thank you so much. Let's make this a big, big last few minutes here of the Drew Mariani Show. Before you get on to your day, I don't know how the weather is where you are. Drew and I are looking out the windows here. It's a nice day. It's a really nice day where we are. But before you go on to maybe starting up the grill for some burgers or hot dogs or chicken or steak or whatever you're doing tonight, before you go out to the park with the kids, before you go for that walk out in the nice spring weather, make that pledge to Relevant Radio. Help support Drew and all of the Relevant Radio people, personalities that you know here as they support you in your faith. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Josh, it's really critical, too. We're down to $99,000. I know you are a guy that holds out a big cup who believes in asking big. There's $25,000 donors out there. Maybe some of you do 50, maybe even 100,000 and push us over. Maybe there are 98 people who could come in at $1,000 right now. Could you do $1,000? Actually, I'd ask you for $1,200 because then you're going to get a super gift. There's a gorgeous, gorgeous image of Our Lady Guadalupe. So I think it's one of the better premiums that Relevant has offered to you. You can check it out online. But if you can come in at a bigger level right now, you'll really move the needle to us because probably tomorrow morning, we're going to have to raise about $1 million. That sounds unbelievable. That's a lot of money. So we need your help right now. Let's narrow that gap. Call 877-291-0123. You'll be matched dollar for dollar or go online to relevantradio.com.
Well, Drew, you know, you're looking at that image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the woman pregnant with the child be the God-man there. And when the angel Gabriel came before Mary, what did he say?
Preach it, brother.
Yeah, nothing is impossible with God.
One of my favorite lines.
Yep. So, $1 million seems impossible. Just us, but when we put it in God's hands, God, who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, you know, he's the one in charge of it all anyway. So I mean, we're just stewards of what he's given us, all the blessings that he's given us. All right.
I love that. That's so true.
It absolutely is. And the more that we can let go of those things, the more that we can just say, the only attachment I really want, God, is you. And that's what we all need. That's where God wants us to go anyway, is to say, what do you want me to do with your money, God? Not what do you want me to do with my money? What do you want me to do with your money, God? And if God is putting it on your heart that you can help support Relevant Radio, you can make that donation right now. We've got some very generous supporters who have said anybody who donates in this hour, they're going to make sure that your donation is matched dollar for dollar here. We've got 9.5 minutes. Help us out. Make that donation. Be generous. I love how Father Rocky, he says, don't give until you hurt. He says, give until you smile.
Amen to that. Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Three more people just stepping forward in the last about 15 seconds here to make a pledge.
I love what you had to say, Josh, because you're right. I mean, God is a creator of the universe, right? And I think the Lord really wants us to trust. That's the element, that's the key to the divine mercy devotion. And he has showed us in Scripture, right? He's showed us over and over again that he can take an impossible situation like having no wine and turning something like water into the best wine you'll ever have. And he did gallons of that. Or he could take a couple fish or a few loaves and feed thousands of people. So I think it was our former chairman of the board, Tom Vorpal, who says, you know, or maybe he's even the bishop. I'm not sure who came up with the saying. He says, he often prays the Lord will give us not a penny more or a penny less than we need. That's how God will work. He'll give us exactly what we need. But the Lord also invites you in the partnership with him. So I'm going to make that offer to you. Why not be part of something bigger than yourself? Why not join the Relevant Radio family here? Why not help make a difference? Show God's providence. Say thank you to all that he's blessed you with. Pick up the phone right now. We're down to 9 minutes. It's all the time I have left today. We have a huge hill to climb, but we can do it together. 877-291-0123. That'll move the needle, okay? Your gift in any dollar amount gets matched. Go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. We'll give you a special gift for doing that. You'll get an MP3 sent right to your inbox, done by Monsignor Shea on the Four Marian Dogmas. And it's a real beautiful gift this Marian month to learn a little bit more about her.
It is. And it's not only to learn a little bit more about her. Monsignor Shea actually starts out the talk by saying, there's something that really just kind of slipped past me in the Four Marian Dogmas. My entire life, I only recently realized this. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I want you to hear it from him.
Yeah.
And of course, it's our gift. It doesn't matter what size of gift you make online. If you do that donation at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, you'll get that. It could be $5. It could be $5,000. Whatever amount you give, you're going to get that talk from Monsignor Shea. It's a beautiful reflection on the Four Marian Dogmas, but I really do hope that you make that online donation so you can hear what he talks about. And what really kind of came clear to him about how Mary, I'll give you a little tease, about how Mary, she really, really shows us what God intends for us. But again, make that pledge online, relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Again, any amount that you donate matched dollar for dollar. I want to say thank you to Alicia in Elk Grove, California, making a pledge of a dollar a day, $365. Thank you to James in Stratford, New Jersey, made a pledge of $20. Sylvia in Peoria, Arizona, thank you for your $50 pledge. Rosemary in Wisconsin made a pledge of $100. You can be the very next person to help support Relevant Radio with your pledge of any amount. A $50 pledge is matched dollar for dollar. A $5,000 or a $50,000 pledge is matched dollar for dollar in the remaining 6 minutes of this hour. Can you be generous? What can you give to help support Relevant Radio? And when you're giving, the dollar for dollar match that's out there, of course, that's a great incentive, but you really are helping to support evangelization, to make sure that when somebody tunes into Relevant Radio for the very first time, that they hear that message of hope, that message of encouragement, that message of truth. And, you know, Drew, I mean, that's really what your whole last guest was talking about, is we need to get away from that relativism, that dictatorship of relativism, that phrase that was coined by late Pope Benedict. We need to get back to where we are talking about truth, and fact is not subjective to what we feel. Right. We don't let feelings have this kind of primacy in our culture. Feelings are important.
Amen.
But they can't just be the end all be all of what we look at in our culture, because there is objective truth.
Sure. I feel triggered. I mean, you hear that a lot, right?
I mean, I know.
Everything's feelings today. I feel triggered. You know, I don't feel safe. It's like, yeah,
that really offended me that you're triggered.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. You triggered me and now you're offended. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com. You know, we often talk about the numbers here too. I talked earlier about Catholics not believing in the true presence. 77% of Catholics believe one can be a good Catholic without going to Mass or receiving the Eucharist, right? 70-some percent don't believe in the true presence. 10% of lay religious Catholic teachers accept the church's teaching on contraception. You wonder why there's such confusion out there. Relevant Radio is such a beacon of light in a time where there is such darkness and confusion. And you empower that. I mean, you make it possible to bring truth and you make it possible to pierce the darkness with that truth. And I love that. We could use you right now. We have about $11,000 in. We need $94,000 to the $2 million mark. It's not too late. Only 5 minutes remain. There is a dollar-for-dollar match in play. So get online right now. Make that pledge. Joseph in Illinois, thank you for your very generous gift of $2,000. That gets matched, becoming $4,000. Dollars. I want to thank everyone else who's coming in at very different levels, from $100 to $10. Every gift counts. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. We need you. Call now.
You know, one of the interesting things, Drew, I was talking with our CFO, Preston. He'd prayed the chaplet with you a little over an hour ago. And he and I were looking, we were saying, it's really interesting to see how inflation has impacted our pledge drives here too. Yesterday, we were tied neck and neck with the prior year's pledge drive. Yeah. And so you could look and say, number of people who've donated, almost just spot on to the hour. But the amount that people are giving, it's down just a little bit, about 5%.
Wow.
And so we said, yeah, we think that it's pretty indicative that inflation is really starting to hit people. You know, we all feel it in different ways, but maybe you're in a place where you can give a little bit more. You know, okay, you were planning on giving that $200 or that $500 or that whatever amount you were going to give. Maybe you can add on 5% for somebody who needs to give a little bit less. Maybe you can give 10% more than you were planning to give for a couple people who just can't give quite as much as they gave a year ago, you know, as inflation is impacting different people in different ways. And any amount that you give, it's going to be matched dollar for dollar. We've got 2.5 minutes left here in this hour for those matching funds. Here in the Drew Mariani Show, what can you give? How can you support? How can you be that evangelist helping to reach people, being a partner with Relevant Radio as we proclaim the fullness of the faith that is found only in the Catholic Church? 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or on the Relevant Radio app.
Yeah, and to Josh's point, you know, if you're feeling the bite, it's more expensive with gas in the car to buy the groceries. We all live within our means.
That's right.
We really do. And I think it's times like this when we sacrifice, when we make that pledge, when we say, Lord, I'm going to give back to you all the more. It's almost an amplification of our prayer and our trust in the Lord. If you can't give, then don't. Say a prayer for us. I really mean it. But to Josh's point, if God's blessed you and you've got a job and you can maybe make a pledge right now, this is the perfect time to do it. So whatever you can do, get to that phone and do it at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. I made mine using the website today. It's a great way to do it. You can check that out as well.
I'm actually a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, and that's another wonderful way that you can give. Make that ongoing monthly pledge, you know, where it just continues to help support Relevant Radio in that ongoing fashion. If you want to learn more about that, you can ask the operator when you call in at 877-291-0123, or you can click on and learn more about it when you go to our website, relevantradio.com. You'll see that information to be that recurring monthly pledge supporter.
Well, I want to thank you, Josh, for being here. You and I will bring it home tomorrow. We hope we got a big hill to climb. Cale Clark
Nothing
is coming up.
Nothing is impossible with God, Drew.
I love it. You got me pumped up. I'll be standing on that one tomorrow. We'll be testifying to the miracle that happens. Cale Clark is coming up. I'm going to jump on and say hello to him very quickly, too. Keep the phones ringing, okay? We need you. We appreciate you. May God bless you. Have a great day.